excitement.
Riveting. Love.
Forgiveness.
Shy.
Dawn.
Fly.
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 Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Fly people. It is your girl, Shay Dawn, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Fly Conversations with Shay Dawn. So I know it's been a minute. We missed a Thursday. I had some stuff going on, but I wanted to come back with a fire topic this time. And what better topic to bring up currently than what's happening all over the country, actually even all over the world right now, the war that is on women, that I believe is a war on women. So tonight I wanted to talk about these new abortion laws that are going into effect all over the country, and how we're feeling about them. You know, there are pro-choice, there are people that are pro-life. And to me, neither side is right or wrong, but we definitely want to talk about it and try to figure out, you know, what do we think is happening? What are we feeling like? What's the temperature of the women right now? What are we feeling as women? So tonight I do have my homegirl on, Ramisha Huggins. She is definitely ready and waiting to go in on this topic as well. Mish, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, all right,
everyone.
So yes, y'all, welcome her, make her feel at home. So we really just want to kind of do this thing like some girl talk tonight. That's what we want to do. We just want some real girl talk, because at the end of the day, you know, we're both women, we're both mothers. We've been in situations, we know what the temperature really is like out there and how things can happen. But at the end of the day, we also know on the flip side, you know, that some things shouldn't be going on. So
right.
We just want to, you know, we want to talk about this. We want to get it out because, you know, I'm sure some people out there that have feelings about it. Some won't say anything because for fear that they'll catch some backlash, but anybody been listening to the show, y'all know I really don't care. That's just me. That's how it is over here. That's what we do. It's Fly Conversations for a reason. Say what we want to say, get it out. So, Mish, set us off. What are you feeling about these new abortion laws?
Okay, so I'm starting to feel that there's a lack of respect for women going on in 2019. I mean, they have a president that is in office who openly tells men to grab women by their vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just a lack of respect for women that's going on now. I just feel like when it's to the point where men are telling you what you can and can't do with your body, that's when I think the lack of respect comes in.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. And I'll even say this. I would say that it's not even just 2019. I think it's always been there, except we have this president now that says
it's
okay to do it. So now we're open with it. We're not even trying to be secretive or hide it. Let's just openly disrespect women. We don't care anymore. That's how I see it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So I was just going to say that, you know, like I say, with the whole lack of respect, and even with us as women, you know, as much as we try to do, you know what I'm saying, it's just that hurdle that we can't seem to overcome. And like I say, that may go back to years where men feel like women should be in the house cooking, taking care of the kids. Yeah, you know, not all men, but and I have a male tech here who is she's open and she's ready to talk too. So, you know, this conversation, but yeah, to me, I just feel like, you know, not all men, but most men do feel like a woman position is to be in the house cooking and taking care of the kids.
And you know what, Ashley, and I'm glad you said that, because that was one of my thoughts behind where all of these open attacks all of a sudden look like they're coming from. Because honestly, I started from the point. And I'm wondering, is it because of so many women empowerment movements that are, you know, springing up, or, you know, the future is female thing that's happening. You know, honestly, I might think some of it is part of the whole Me Too movement, and women openly accusing men of these things that are happening. And honest to God, some of them are not the truth. But I tend to think that maybe some of those are what are the cause or the starting point of this war on women. What do you think?
Yeah, I can honestly believe it's a lot of a backlash and backfire from that. First of all, this is something that's been going on. It's not something that, you know, that just came about. It's just now that it's starting to be brought to the light by these movements. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's always been there, but now mm-hmm. that we're able to call these men out and it's hitting them in their pocket, mm-hmm. and you know that's the only way you know to affect the person is their money. So when it's
Absolutely.
Getting to the point now you got women that can come up and I can accuse you of something and potentially hit you in your pockets where you owe me millions, I think that's where the issue is starting to lie, that it's starting to hit people in their pockets. You got big name people that are like losing millions and millions because the women are coming out and accusing them of either saying, you know, sexual things to them or touching them inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like all of that, it has a lot to do with it as well.
And just for anybody that might be listening, if at any point you want to speak or, you know, give, because like this is open conversation. If you have something mm-hmm. you'd like to contribute to the conversation, just press 1 and it'll alert me and I'll definitely bring you on into the conversation. Now, here's one thing. I actually look like we have somebody on, like, so we got to talk somebody extra. Let me bring them.
Yeah.
Hello, call.
Hey, this is Sam Doles. How you doing?
Oh, hey,
this is Sam Doles. How you doing?
I'm good, love. How are you doing?
Hello, ladies. How are you all? How's everybody doing?
How you doing, Sam? Hey, how you doing?
I wanted to say this because I don't know if anybody else is having any issues. There was a problem with me trying to listen through the link, so I had to call in. So I'm just letting
okay.
you guys know that just in case anybody else had an issue.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let me make sure I put the number should that be the problem. But thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Let me go ahead and post the number so anybody wanting to call in or get on, they can. Thank you so much, Sam. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay. So here's where I'm at with it. And I'm being open and honest, this is where I am. I can't say that I'm pro-choice. I can't say that I'm pro-life. I'm kind of right down the middle. And I'll tell you why. I'm down the middle because, one, absolutely every human being has to decide what they're going to do with their body. It is not for any other human to tell anyone what they should be doing or can or could or can or cannot, however you want to word it, with their body. That's their body. That's their right. That's what they have to live with the rest of their life, whatever they choose to do. Now, I am pro-life for other reasons. One reason is I think for some people, abortions is a form of birth control. I won't use take care of the proper procedures of protect sex or, or just anything that I should be doing that needs to happen to keep me from getting pregnant if I'm going to do the act. But however, I'm going to have sex all unprotected and do whatever I want to. I get pregnant and I'm going to go and just go get an abortion. And the fact is, I understand that Roe versus Wade came into play, made abortion legal all over the country. And, you know, a lot of people feel that it's a violation of rights. I will say this, part of the Roe versus Wade that I don't agree with is the term that allows an abortion. So allowing abortion up to 25 weeks, I think is really, for me, and again, this is just my opinion,
yeah.
I think that is a little bit too much. Like that is really almost a full grown baby, almost. I mean, you can have a baby at 5 months and just with the, you know, it can survive.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to, you know, so that is a heartbeat. That is a life. That is something that absolutely could survive. If you're at 25 weeks, 26 weeks, you're almost halfway there. Well, you're over halfway there. Just give have the baby and give the child up for adoption in my mind. But those are my opinions. Absolutely. Every woman has a right to decide what she wants to do. So whether she does it or does not, I really don't see how that affects anyone else. What say you?
You want to say something?
Okay, well, who's next? I certainly have an opinion.
Go ahead, Sam.
Can you hear me loud and clear? Because the phone was kind of going in and out. Can everybody hear me loud and clear?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, I want to say this with regard to the issue of abortion. That is such a personal choice. That is absolutely, positively nobody's business. However, you know, I find it interesting that there's this whole moral compass, you know, that comes into play with regard to how people feel about it. But you got to keep in mind that you're really opening up Pandora's box when you want to base your stance on something of that nature just based off your personal belief systems. Please understand that there are so many different conflicting views about not just abortion, but other medical procedures. Understand this. There are people who don't believe that medically necessary abortions are right. You understand what I'm saying? So when somebody wants to try to enforce and act or put laws in place, you know, to try to govern what a woman does with her body, that is opening, that is, oh my God, that is opening up the floodgates for so many other lawsuits, for so many other topics, for so many other situations. Because again, it's not all cut and dry. It's not all, okay, I'm pregnant, I want to have a baby, I'm going to have an abortion. Again, even the issue in the media came up about, they feel like if you are raped and you become pregnant, which happens all the time and has been happening forever, they feel like even in those instances you should keep the baby. You follow what I'm saying? So I feel like that is a personal choice. Here's the thing, and we've been seeing the memes. Again, there was one meme that made a beautiful point. It takes a woman 40 weeks is really 10 months. It takes a woman 10 months to carry a baby. My mama was really 10 months and 2 weeks pregnant with my sister, believe it or not.
Jesus.
It takes a was very overdue. Yeah, Jamie was very overdue. That is a fact. It takes a woman, you know, 9-10 months to carry a baby. So if a man gets a woman pregnant, she is pregnant by that one man. In the time that woman's carrying that one baby, that one man can get a heap of other women pregnant too. So why is the onus on the woman regarding, you know, her reproductive health and her reproductive decisions? So again, you are opening up Pandora's box. I just really feel like it's nobody's business, especially white men in these governing bodies, you know, that are, you know, making these laws. And I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Well, no, I ain't going to start that. I'm not going to start
go
those
ahead.
Laws.
Yes,
though.
You are.
No, no, no.
Yes, you
because,
are.
Okay, so when we go, if you want to go there, here's the thing. And I'm always talking to me first, and I ain't afraid to tell my story. Y'all, if you know me, you already know what time it is with me. So my thing is this right here. There's all this stigma about, you know, oh, teen mothers in the black community getting pregnant young, broken families. Understand this, and if you don't hear shit else I say, excuse my language, I'm just keeping it real. If you don't hear shit else I say, here it is. White teenagers get pregnant at alarming rates every day. You know what they do? They motherfucking have abortions. That's what the hell they do. That is what they do. The
but
end.
You know what? Here's a good point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because actually me and Misha was talking about this. Misha actually hooked me on to it was a clip on Instagram, and the young guy was actually talking about how white people have more abortions than the black community. So
look, I've seen clinics full of them in the hood, full of white girls.
Hmm. But now, see, here's the thing. Though. Now it leads us to think, right? Is the ban on the bans that they're trying to put on abortion? I don't even think that that's geared towards black women or Hispanic women. It's not geared towards them. This is geared towards the white women. First of all, if we think about it, where are all of these fertility clinics set up at? They're not set up in the average black neighborhood. Where are they set up in? They're set up because why? And I mean, again, let's keep it all the way real. We understand, and if you're paying attention, if you're following what's going on, that If the white population continues to do what they're doing, they will be the minority after a while. So with them being the minority after a while, here's the mindset. We've got to stop them from aborting their children because the rest of the cultures are taking over. And if they're not having children, we're going to be the minority. They're going to take over. We can't have this. What can we do to stop that from happening? We gave them fertility clinics. They're not even using those like that. So what's happening now? So I mean, personally, to me, it's not even an attack on the Black community or the Hispanic or any other. But it's the white community that's no longer having children like that. They have one or two and they're done. They're done with it. But they need them to have more. So, hey, we need to pull back on this. Now, on the flip side of that, all race taken out of the equation, I cannot agree with old men, white, Black, or whatever, sitting up in authority somewhere telling us what to do, because the way I see it, if they start with this, and Sam, you kind of touched on it, if they start here, only God knows what's next that they're going to want to touch, that they're going to want to control. They're also going to try to control us.
Old man.
Okay, so hold on. My Trish wants to say something.
Okay.
You said white old man, like you got to understand, back in the days, it wasn't Black woman that didn't have no right. It was white woman that didn't have no right. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why these white men is on the board to try to make rules. Like, they want to get it back the day way for white women.
Right.
So if you look at most people that's on the board is white men. So in the get-go, like you were saying, it's not really targeting Black or us. It's really targeting white women.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, and I know for a fact, statistics show that they're the most one that do abortion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The thing with them is, I say, it's not about, and I don't think with a movement with, like, it's so much against, like, women in general, it's mostly with them white women. Because white women always want to feel empowered, but white men never let them.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is true.
So, it's the white, you know what I'm saying? And that's why who on that board is white old men.
Right.
And if you really think about it, too, like all these movements that are going on, it's a lot of white women behind these movements. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not when the feminist movement starts. It might be thrown off track a little bit, but when the feminist movement started, right, they took away Black women to take away from Black men. We didn't have no issue with our Black men back in the day.
Right.
So they joined us, but the idea was we just never had right for a colorism. So Black women going thinking, okay, it's just an equal right, but what they were trying to do is let the Black women join with them because they didn't have no right. So now they took away the Black man from these homes. You see what I'm saying? Because they never had a right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll break down.
We can talk about the racial side of it because that's relevant. And I think we have all made excellent points here today. But, you know, we're speaking from our end. And, you know, that's a whole nother topic right there. But at the end of the day, we're all women. And
Absolutely. The
bottom line is, you know, that is a direct attack on women in general because people of all races, you know, terminate pregnancies. My thing is this right here. Some of the people that speak out against abortion and they say things publicly, these are oftentimes a lot of the same people who have terminated pregnancies privately, but they don't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So you have people that like to speak up like, oh, it's just this horrible thing. They ain't going to tell you they done had two of them, though. They're not going to tell you that. They feel guilty. They feel like it's wrong, but it's definitely something that they've, you know what I'm saying, they've benefited from when they in there based on their personal situation that they felt like they needed to. You know,
Absolutely.
I personally, as a woman, I am pro-choice. And I'm for human rights. And what is human rights? I am just for people just being able to be people. As long as, you know, our actions are within sound reason. You know, I'm for human rights. I don't care. You know, this even ties into gay rights. Understand this, if these laws were able to get passed, that is going to bring so much other things in the medical in the medical community and call for other stuff into question, because there's a lot of medical procedures that people, for spiritual and moral reasons, that they don't agree with that has nothing to do with pregnancy termination. Hell, you got the Catholics, which, you know, Catholicism dominates, you know what I'm saying, half the damn world, and they don't believe in birth control. So there's my thing. So you got on got a plot. We ain't even going to get on those priests molesting all them damn kids. We ain't going to get on that. We ain't going to even get on the nuns
exactly.
being sexually assaulted
right.
up under that umbrella. If you see,
right.
what, you see where I'm going with this? We're not going to get on that. But no, no, no. We don't do birth control here. Hell, even working for St. Vincent's previously, and that's a Catholic hospital, they do not cover your birth control.
Wow.
As an employee up under your health insurance, if you work for a Catholic hospital, I don't know of all of them like that. The one I worked for years is like that. No, they're not going to cover your birth control. So, okay, so then there's that. You follow
wow.
what I'm
right.
saying? So it's just... It calls so much other stuff into question. Into it's just one of those sleep mm-hmm. things where do not wake a sleeping giant. Leave it alone. Leave
mm-hmm.
it where it is. And
absolutely.
That's how I feel about it.
Now I want to address two things because I did. I actually found the meme that Sam referenced earlier. It says if a woman has sex with 100 random men in a year, she can still only produce one full term pregnancy. If a guy has sex with 100 random women in a year, he can produce 100 full-term pregnancies. So why exactly are we only talking about regulating women? So that
right.
was Sam's whole point before. We can't just talk about regulating women and you know, controlling them. We got to control the side that's actually, you know, the side that actually
that's
really
producing,
doing.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
look,
we're
they're, not they're not deregulating Viagra.
Right.
Nope.
They're not deregulating
not
Viagra.
That.
Yeah. But it's an issue with paying for birth control. Some of the same companies that won't cover birth control will cover Viagra. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Wow.
And
wow.
this is from somebody who has over 20 years of combined healthcare experience in both the clinical and the administrative sector. So, yeah,
wow.
I mean it. Yeah, yeah. You won't pay for birth control, but you would pay for penal enhancements and, you know, sexual performance meds, but you won't pay for birth control.
Yeah.
That's
so it's just like it's always like the women, when it comes to women, it's like we're always like on the more vulnerable end when it comes to so
mm-hmm.
much stuff in this world.
Absolutely.
Yep. That is so true.
So now here's another a point that I wanted to touch on. In a couple of states, and I'm going to go through it later because, you know, y'all know I done did all my research and stuff. But there are a couple of states when they do the abortion stuff and they get all the surveys or whatever back. I found it extremely interesting that more than 65% of the abortions that are done by someone with Christian beliefs. So
wow.
that blew my mind because it's like, okay, now they're claiming to do this because to me, you can't act on God's behalf. God didn't ask you to be the judge. God don't need any human being to be the judge and tell somebody, well, you know, what you're doing is wrong and what you shouldn't be doing it. So we're going to stop it because this is God's way. No. That's not what this is, especially when more than 65% of them doing this have Christian beliefs. So, you know, I found that, like I said, extremely interesting to know that you're over here saying that this was God's will, that this was God's way, that, you know, if the baby you get pregnant is all in God's plan. So are you to say being raped was part of God's plan? That being,
right.
a victim of incest was God's plan? That, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, are those, it I don't know. Like, what do y'all think about
mm-hmm.
that?
A lot of them do believe
I believe that they, in their sick, twisted minds, that they feel like that is, you know what I'm saying?
Because although they can say that's part of their plan, but then again, the thing that it's called, he gave us free will. So, you see what I'm saying? That's his plan, but then it was my will to do what I had to do.
Right.
So that can't be part of it. You know what I'm saying?
I can't really...
But in their mind, in their head, them Christians, they be feeling, oh, that's part of God's plan. That's what I was just telling Misha about, that a lady calling a Charlamagne with that. It's a gift from God. So Charlamagne was like, no, somebody can't rape my 12-year-old daughter, and you telling me this is a gift from God. It was part of God's
right.
plan. That's crazy.
Yeah. And the fact that they throw it out there and want us to believe it and
yeah.
actually, you know, fall through it is just, it's asinine to me.
It's bananas. Like, I mean, I think I'm more blown from the fact that on whatever level you think that you can do you can do whatever you believe God's plan to be, because that's what you believe God's plan is. That's not what everybody. So now you're forcing everybody to believe what you believe. Now I thought we had freedom of religion and freedom of speech. So what about those people that don't believe in your Christian values and Christian views?
That goes back to the whole issue of whatever happened to the separation of church and state. If the separation of church and state is truly being honored, we shouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, so there it is. So, again, it's just like there's just so many contradictions, you know. And as a woman, and this ain't got nothing to do with race or anything, as a woman, I'm tired of it. Like, you don't have a right. That's just like, again, some people don't believe in having surgeries of any kind at all. That's why so many people, especially when they get cancer, they just die because they don't believe in treatments. They don't believe in blood transfusions. You follow what I'm saying? They don't believe in, you know, common medical care, you know, so, you know, they suffer. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, again, as stated previously, we are opening up Pandora's box by touching this. Leave it alone, because that's as it was stated. When you start tampering with this, and if that law was to get passed, then you are opening up the floodgates to a whole bunch of other stuff. And then all of a sudden, there's this new earth we got, and y'all ain't ready. That's not what you want. You might think that's what you want to do, and trust me, it's not.
It's not, and it just, to me, it forces women in an uncompromising position, because if something like this does happen to me, and I do live in the state of Alabama, that means now I have to find funding to travel out of state to, you know what I'm saying, to get, so it's like it's just going to be a ripple effect, and it's going to affect a lot of people, because just like we stated, I may have just happened to end up in and mess up, like anybody does when we're teenagers, when we grow up, anything. It's just a mistake, or however, it was rape, incest, whatever. And it's just like, and it's just like the fact that they are making it, you know what I'm saying, now in this state that you cannot have it. It's just going to push women out of that state to go to another state and do it and get it done anyway.
No, it's not just that. It's not about pushing anybody out of the state, you know, to go and have an abortion. What you're doing is you opening up the black market. Now you're going to have all these backdoor clinics, these backdoor terminations or whatever, that's going to result in death and near-death experiences and criminals for charges being filed. You see where I'm going with all this?
That is
going to open up the floodgate. That's going to wreak havoc on society. It's not wise. And also when you state about, oh, you know, I messed up, this isn't that, I need y'all to understand something. Married women with husbands and spouses or whatever, they get pregnant all the time too and terminate their pregnancies. That is a choice. That is the thing. Y'all remember the series Soul Food, and you know the movie Soul Food, but they turned it into a series. And the younger sister who was married, you know, all of them were married, but the younger sister who was married, you know, they had a child. And there was an episode that highlighted that the younger sister, Burr, actually got pregnant again. And she terminated her pregnancy, and her husband were at odds about it. And at the end of the day, she did what she wanted to do as a woman, and she terminated the pregnancy, and he was completely just kind of just at odds because it was nothing he could do, but he wanted to have the baby. But she made an executive mature decision as a woman about the strains of new motherhood, X, Y, and Z. She just did not want to be in that place again. You know how we stress and worry about our new babies and trying to balance life, and she, you know, I'm just starting to catch on how to balance with one child, and now a second one, I can't do it. And this is the decision I'm going to make. And I remember somebody seeing that episode, being judgmental, married, being judgmental. Oh, that was just wrong. She lucky her husband didn't leave her. And then that person sometimes later in a marriage ended up terminating a pregnancy from their husband. You see how that works?
Yep.
Mm.
But did she terminate him and then told him later?
Did she terminate the baby?
He knew that that's what she was going to do. He knew on on that particular episode. You guys should go to the library. You could check out the whole series on DVD from the library for free. He was aware of the pregnancy. He was aware that she wasn't interested in keeping it, but he wanted her to. So they were absolutely positively at odds. I believe they weren't speaking in the house together. Like, it was deep. And she went and she had the procedure, and you know, at the end, he found out. It was such a real episode, and just seeing the emotion and seeing how, as a guy, like, dude, you really don't have no say. I mean, you can have say, but at the end of the day, it was really her choice, because she has to carry the baby at the end of the day. You understand what I'm saying? And again, they have medically necessary terminations all the time. I know people who have gotten pregnant, and when they went to the doctor and they were announced pregnant, their doctor immediately checked them in the hospital and arranged for an emergency medically necessary termination. But these same laws are saying it's something wrong with that.
Yep.
You're going to make, if somebody's raped, you're going to make somebody be, this law is saying even if you get raped, have a baby. But these same laws are, look, you're anti-abortion, but you don't want to enforce, but you want to cut health care and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That part,
you know, public health care coverage, you know what I'm saying, Medicaid, you want all these stipulations, and we ain't even going to get on the whole adoption situation. Y'all want people to have their babies, but then when somebody give a baby up for adoption, a lot of these kids just stay in the system because they don't have nowhere to go.
That part. Now, that's one of the other things that I was thinking. Absolutely. I was definitely thinking about that. I'm like, you know, okay, fine, you have, they say, but you can, you know, do this, but then they go in the system, and let's be real, the system really don't care about those children. You might have one or two people that actually work in the system that really care, and it frustrates them that they can't do more, but the system really does not care. And then what we end up with children on the streets. We end up with these dysfunctional adults because they don't have a concept of family, a home, love, and any of those things. So we just continue to populate the world with children that, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, like I said, I'm not saying, you know, that anybody should just get rid of them. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is forcing people that really honest to God that are not like mentally stable to have children. I mean, think about it. What about these women that lay up in hospitals and they're practically in a coma or in a coma and end up being raped while they're there and end up pregnant?
Right.
Those can't be
That happened at that nursing home recently. That lady, the lady who was incapacitated, she had been in like a coma or something for like 10 years or something. And she went in labor. Nobody even knew she was pregnant. And one of the freaking LPNs had impregnated her. And nobody knew until she went in labor. Can't talk, can't defend herself, and then went in labor. They play in the 911 call. Everybody's frantic because a baby is coming. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
stuff
crazy.
Like that. Fortunately, she has a loving family for that baby to go to. She did. She has a loving family, and that baby is not the family. It was a little boy. You know, but that worked out for her. And she can't judge for herself.
Yeah, this is true.
She can't and again, if had they known that she was pregnant, you know, I'm like, would the family have had the option to make that call for her? I'm sure they would have. I'm sure she has people who can make, because she can't think for herself because she's incapacitated. But you know, it makes you wonder, like, would the family have made a judgment call to terminate that pregnancy had they known early on that she was pregnant, which they should have. That's why so much other stuff is called into question, because y'all even know that she ain't had a cycle and stuff like that?
Right.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, Roe versus Wade is really a guarantee to a right to privacy. And if you take that away, you're opening up the floodgates.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Mish, you brought up something at work the other day that you felt that this is almost them leading to legalizing rape. Go into that a little bit.
To me, the reason why I felt like that, because if we can go to the point of saying that, okay, you've been molested or you were raped by a man, but you can't have the abortion, so now you're, and if I have a baby, and it was a case, because me and Shannon always talked about this as well, there was a man, he raped a woman, got her pregnant, he took her to court and won parental rights to see the baby. So to me, it's... Yes, it happened for real. He raped the lady, he got her pregnant, and she was trying to fight him because she felt like that wasn't right, but he took her to court, and he was able to win parental rights over that child. So with that being said, where was the prosecution for the rape? When was this man going to be prosecuted for the rape? Like, to me, this has opened up the door to me to where it's going to legalize rape, because if I can rape you, get you pregnant, and then turn around and take you to court, when are you going to be held accountable for me even being in this situation from the first? So that's my whole take on it. Like, when it gets to that point, if you're telling me I can't abort because my dad been molesting me for 12 to 13 years, and now I got to the age where I'm able to reproduce, and he gets me pregnant, I can't get rid of it.
So therefore, to me, you're telling me it was okay for my father to do what he did to me. So that was my whole thing.
And now let me give y'all a little more background even on that story there. On that story there, he raped her when she was like 12. He raped a minor. She was 12 and she had the baby. She was fine. He went off. They couldn't convict him for whatever reason. Oh, well, no, he spent a year in prison and then they released him to take care of his sick mother. While being released to take care of his sick mother, he raped another young girl. And then did four years in prison. Now, the child that you got with the first 12-year-old you raped is 10 years old now. Now you go, you want joint custody, and the judge grants that custody.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, where is the protection of, first of all, that mother's mental state? Because I don't care what you tell
that
me.
Mother.
I ain't no way, there is no way yes. I could be mentally sound knowing that I have to deal with this man that took my innocence 10
right.
years ago
not
to come to my house.
Your child.
Well, right. Come to my house and pick up my child and spend time with my child, influence my child in whatever way. Only him and God know how he wanted to decide to influence my child. And how did... You know, and now her attorney is fighting that because they're like, well, what about her mental anguish? Absolutely. So
right.
are we okay now with allowing men to rape women and still have their right to privacy taken from
mm-hmm.
them, their right to peace of mind stripped from them? Because there is no peace of mind in that kind of situation. I don't care what anybody tells me. I could not be in a clean mind. There's no way that could happen. You have my address. How do I know you won't come in here and do this to me again? How do I know that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So on that instance, I could absolutely see, yeah, maybe we are, maybe that's what it is because, like I said, y'all know I like to go deep and go find some information, but you have certain states, I believe it was North Carolina, that's fighting now to make the law where once the act has started, she cannot revoke her consent. She can't revoke her consent.
Wow.
That's, I think
so
the one I was thinking about.
Now that one really kind of got me. Like, I mean, and again, I can see both sides of that because let's just be honest, there are some women that mm-hmm. play the game, and especially when it comes to men with money. Oh, well, he raped me. No, that's really not what happened. Like, you know, I mean, if I'm going to, let's go all the way in here. I want to believe it was Jamie Foxx. Some little girl says, oh, well, he slapped me in the head with his penis. My thought is, how did
wow.
he do that? Like, where was your head that close to his penis that he could slap you in the head with? I don't understand. So, you know,
wow.
situations like that, yes, there's something wrong. But in the act, first of all, you don't know why she might have revoked. Her, I mean, it's her body. She has the right to say, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to do this. She has that right. But you're making it now to say she don't have a right to even change her mind. If she says she's going to do it the first time, she got to go all
that's
the way through
it.
With it.
Yep.
Then you
opening
have...
out the floodgate.
Absolutely. Then, hold on a second. Let me find it. Because it was some lawmakers in Missouri, I want to believe, that made a statement about rape not being, let me see, where is it at? I have it written here somewhere. Okay. So Missouri politicians have a lengthy track record of both abortion shaming and victim blaming. Representative Aiken once said, legitimate rape doesn't result in pregnancy. And Representative Hovis invented the myth of consensual rapes. What is a legitimate rape and what's a consensual rape? Somebody please help me.
Okay, I'm confused.
See, again, look, going back to them floodgates, see all these technicalities and gray areas.
Yes.
Do you know how many lawsuits
yeah.
and how much litigation and bullshit you asking for when you start going there with dumb shit like that? I'm sorry. Leave it alone. And again, as a woman, as a person, because I'm all for human rights, as a person, you are messing with my right to privacy. The
absolutely.
End. Period. You are violating my privacy rights by going there. You get out my bedroom, get out my doctor's office, get out, you know what I'm saying, get out my vagina, get out my uterus, get out my business, get out my situation. Stay out of that. Let that be between me and my medical provider and my insurance company, all of which are covered. I'm protected under HIPAA.
Oh, should be, because, exactly. I mean, at that point, I mean, does HIPAA even matter anymore at that point? Because even
it
the doctors, they
no.
do it. Yeah, because if the doctors do it, they going to jail. So,
yeah,
I mean, how do they find out?
Very, very, yeah.
Right. So HIPAA
people
doesn't
died
even
matter for us to have these rights. People died. If you, I remember HBO did a movie years ago about the controversy about abortion. They were boycotting this abortion clinic, and they were picketing, not boycotting, but they were, you know, they were picketing. There was all this drama, and Cher was the doctor who was performing the procedures, and at the end, she was killed. One of these, she was one of these extremists came in the clinic and killed her, and she was doing her job that she was being paid to do, that the patients wanted her to do, that she was doing legally, and one of these extremists came in and killed her, and I never forgot that, and I think it was based on a true story. So, oh my God, man, just I have been mortified at the direction that this country. Has been going in, but again,
absolutely.
You know, when the head is corrupt, the body's no good. You know, look who in the White House, and with that presence, with that spirit, with that entity, you know, what I'm saying, has opened the floodgates for so much evil. You know, because blood has been shed under his watch, and he don't care. And again, here we go. Like, we should not be having this conversation, ladies. We should not.
It shouldn't be. It should never have to be something to be discussed. Absolutely. But it's what's happening. This is like really happening to us. Go ahead, Mish.
No. I was just going to say, actually, it looks like Louisiana just signed, they just signed a heartbeat abortion bill as well into law. So once you, they detected a heartbeat, then that's out of, that you can't have an abortion there as well.
Oh, baby,
you know what's wrong with that? Most women don't know that they're pregnant until you can see a heartbeat.
Exactly.
And most clinics won't do one before 6 weeks.
Exactly.
Yep,
but let me do this.
They want to draw blood.
Absolutely. But let me do this. Let me run down these states for y'all. Oh, because I went through them. There's some states that's already got them, some states working on them, and some states that have not yet, that's adding abortion protection. There are a couple states that's adding protection for that. But let's start here. Everybody know about Alabama. We got that one. Alabama actually does have the exception that if the woman's health is at risk. So if her health is at risk, they will. Is that the only exception? Hold on, let me make sure. That was one of them. If it's a serious health condition, if it's an ectopic pregnancy, or if it's a lethal anomaly, those are the three exceptions.
Okay.
That's it. Rape and incest, there was an amendment to try to make those exemptions, but that amendment failed. So that's not part of it. So it's just got to be a serious health, isn't it? So it's just got to be a serious health issue, ectopic pregnancy, or lethal anomaly for it to be legal in Alabama. Georgia used to have 24 weeks. You can abort up to 24 weeks. Georgia, changing their bill to the heartbeat bill where they cannot do it after 6 weeks, even if it's rape or incest. And that was just signed into law on May 7th. Now, what's interesting about Georgia is that Netflix, and I have to kudos to Netflix, said they are pulling their movies or whatever they make in Georgia out in support of women's rights, because they're not going to put their money into a state that's going to allow them, the women there, to have to live in those conditions. Now, they did also bring up another point, which I thought was interesting enough, because now this tells me the contrast between women's rights and then the LGBT. Now, when the LGBT rights felt like their rights were being threatened or what have you, most of the other TV networks and movie things, they all backed it. They all stood up for those people. However, none of them are saying anything now except for Netflix. So now that I just want to put that out there.
It's a big. Mm-hmm. Gay, they don't care about that. They care about the gay movement. They don't care about women's rights.
Mm-mm. So then, let's see. So we have next state on the list, Mississippi. They had their sign into in March. The only two exceptions is if it's serious, a serious risk of impairment or death. If it could cause a woman's death or impair her in any way, those are the only two exceptions.
Oh, wow.
Now, I will say that on May 24th, it does say the federal judge issued a preliminary injunction that blocks the law from taking effect in July. So it, the bill was signed in, but it has not, the law has not gone into effect. It was supposed to go in July, but a federal judge blocked that. So who knows which way that's going to go. Ohio, the only thing it says that a governor signed off on it in April. They good to go there. They whatever. And back to Georgia now. There's that law will go into effect on January 1st, 2020. So that's Georgia. Kentucky, theirs was passed in March, but a federal judge stopped theirs. Let's see. Arkansas signed it in March to ban it after 18. It was after 18 weeks. So that was 6 weeks before the standard, you know, set by Roe versus Wade. And now they do have the exception of rape and incest and medical emergencies. So they are one of the states that do allow, if it's been rape or incest, it can be done at that point.
And you say that was Arkansas?
Yes, that was Arkansas.
Okay.
Missouri. Missouri had 8 weeks. However, they had theirs was 8 weeks. Yes. But however, they're the state right now that's currently refusing to renew the license of any abortion clinic all over the state. They're refusing to renew the license. So Planned Parenthood, all of them, no more license. We're just not even playing with it. The only exceptions that they were giving, if they do them, if a doctor does it or whatever, the only exceptions is a medical emergency, meaning your life is at risk, or it's going to cause a serious permanent injury. But that's about it. But they don't even want it. They don't want it there at all. Indiana, their only thing is they require a burial or a cremation for the aborted fetus. You can have it. You can have the abortion, but there needs to be a burial or a cremation for that body. I'm not mad at them. And I think Utah banned it after 18 weeks. You cannot have one after 18 weeks is what they put out, but it was blocked by a federal judge in April. So that one, I guess, is still fighting to figure out which way they're going to go. Iowa signed theirs in May of 2018, but a state judge struck it down. Because he said there was no compelling reason, and actually January of 2019, he struck it down because he said there was no compelling reason for breaking the ban. There was no reason. Like, they didn't give them any justifiable reason for that. So now those are all the states that have already started their thing. They done signed the bill, either it was struck down, it's still in the process, whatever's going on. Now, the states that are working to pass it, you just touched on Louisiana. They had the heartbeat bill passed on May 22nd. With the House and the Senate, and they're supposed to do a final. They're supposed to do a final vote this week on it.
Okay.
South Carolina, they got the heartbeat bill passed in April, and it was introduced into the state Senate, and that's where it's at right now. So don't know how far that's going to go. West Virginia, the heartbeat bill was introduced in February. I hadn't seen any updates on them yet. Florida. It was introduced into the Senate, but it failed. But Representative Mike Hill, so Florida, here we go, Mike Hill, he plans to reintroduce it next year. Next year, he plans to reintroduce it again. So next year is when we're going to have our fight. Texas, the bill died as of last week. They failed to win the initial approval. So they haven't gone anywhere with theirs. And then the states that are adding abortion protection, New York State, they passed a law in January. It can be performed after 24 weeks if fetus is not viable or necessary to save the mom's life. So they're protecting their people. Vermont, they're also protecting their people, passed a proposal to amend the state constitution to guarantee the right to an abortion. So they're working to guarantee the women's rights to abort. In Maine, May 21st, the House of Representatives voted 74 to 58 to pass the bill that would expand the number of healthcare professionals who can perform. So they're trying to add more people in the area to allow abortions should people want them. So, yeah, it's not even a matter in my mind of anyone going to another state because I don't know. Most of them sit there. Most of them are trying to all go on the same line. They're all following the same path, you know? So then, you know, if you in Louisiana, where are you going to go? You're going to go all the way to New York? You know, how does, you know, how was that going to happen? But Dr. Oz made an awesome point. You know, he said, he personally said, and I heard this on the Breakfast Club, that he felt the law was really messy. Because it's going to just, like, and Sam, you said it earlier, lead to a lot of illegal procedures, which is going to put more lives at risk, more people in danger. And, you know, my thing is, I wonder how many doctors they actually consulted when trying to make these decisions. Like, you know.
Exactly.
You know, talk to the people that are actually, because we're not talking about those people that just go behind and go get it done somewhere rinky-dink, because those people are still out there. But we're talking about going to legitimate healthcare professionals and actually getting their feedback. What do you think this, or how do you think that? You know, and the heartbeat bill, and I get it, but at the end of the day, like you ladies said earlier, sometimes a woman doesn't even know she's pregnant until after 6 weeks. So then, then you're saying that she didn't know. So you took away, first of all, to me, you took away the option for her to even have known about it. So I can't get rid of something that I didn't know about before. Like, I mean, how does that even work?
I don't even know how I feel about this yet. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I didn't know this was even here. So you're stopping them there. And then, you know, I don't know. Like, it's, to me, like I said, I feel they're starting here. Where else do they plan to go next as far as women?
And I want to say something with the issue of, you know, how we get pregnant. And I need for people to hear this loud and clear. People get pregnant on birth control all the time. Yeah. If you're familiar with the cast of Love and Hip Hop and the rapper Lil Scrappy, you know, he's gotten married, and him and his wife, Bambi, they've had a baby. But his daughter's mom, Erica, just gave birth to twin girls. And she says in her blog, I wasn't trying to get pregnant. I was on Marina and got pregnant with two babies. So I know people who've gotten pregnant on birth control before. So even to throw that at somebody, there's no guarantee. So, again, and we can go back to, there was, and this is something that we could probably look up. I remember a story about a woman who, she was on birth control, but her doctor prescribed her some type of medication without properly educating her that that medication could interfere with her birth control. So that woman got pregnant. I guess she didn't believe in, you know, abortions or whatever, had the baby. But either way, she sued her doctor, and I was told that that doctor had to pay child support for 18 years for that baby.
Wow.
So I don't know all the details of that. I don't know the validity of that, but I remember hearing that story. So, again, this opens up the floodgates to so much other stuff. So you're going to penalize somebody, like many people who I got one of my best friends had her youngest son. She got pregnant with her youngest son on birth control, which was a lifesaver because she was in the military. And she was deployed and didn't want to be over there and came home for Christmas and ended up getting pregnant, so she got to come back home. But even then, it was a shocker because she was on birth control. So you're going to penalize somebody who was not trying to get pregnant, who got pregnant anyway. And they say, no, I was on birth control. I didn't want no kids. I'm not keeping this baby. I'm not doing this. And you're going to penalize that person who was trying to prevent it from happening?
Right.
Right.
Whose insurance could track her birth control record, if you want to get technical. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
okay,
right.
So we could track these refills. We could track her. You know, we've been paying out for birth control every month. if you want to go there, if you go to court and you have to go that far, you see what I'm saying?
I was
just about to say
that it'll be a bunch of court cases.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess.
But,
so I don't know.
But even think about this though. What like? Then tell me, embryos. When they're frozen in fertility clinics and they're not used, they're discarded, right?
Come on. Come on, cousin.
So please help me understand what happens to those clinics that are getting rid of those embryos, because that I need to understand that abortion, too, if that they want to go
And
that
not
far.
Even that, even with the states that are saying if you have an abortion, you know, you can have an abortion, but then you're going to have to do a burial and a cremation. Again, that's violating my privacy rights, because then I'm going to have to solicit the service from a funeral home. They're going to know the situation, and then that's putting people in – you see where I'm going with this? That's putting people in my business. It is messy. It is messy. And so, I mean – they can call the laws and they can introduce the laws if they want to, but it's up to the judge, which is why it's so important to vote. It's up to the judge, you know what I'm saying, to knock it down. The judge does not have to sign off on that.
Wow.
Right. The judge does not have to sign off on that. So y'all can introduce it, but it's up to the top dog to say, nah, this ain't gonna work.
Right, and
I'm doing
and
this.
Kudos to those judges that said no, because they
said no.
Yeah, why are we doing this? You know, it's even.
Yeah, why are we doing this? There's no.
I'm trying to think.
Who brought this up? Like, why is this back up? Do we know who brought this up? Who is pushing this? Like, where is this coming from all of a sudden in the media? Like, in the last, you know, few months, this has suddenly become a thing. Like, where is this coming from? Like, who woke up and said that this is important to me and this is something that we need to address? Like, what are
you know they all.
I'm confused.
You know, they always say when they're trying to do stuff and keep it in the media, they're trying to distract us from something else.
But and at the same time, I think it's part of this president we have. Think about it. Think about it for a moment, because that was a whole part of his campaign. And I remember seeing up and down my Facebook timeline so many women, yeah, we're going to vote for him because he stands up for Christian beliefs, because abortion, I remember that. And the whole time he's been in office, it's been kind of quiet until he put in place. Brett Kavanaugh is in place now at Supreme Court. Bam, let's make this happen. Plus, it's almost time, right around time for re-election.
Yep.
So I need to get the Christian community on my side. So this is where we need to start going now. I think personally the man is a nitwit, but he's an intelligent nitwit. He knows how to play the game right.
Yeah,
he's playing it the way he needs to play it to get it the way he wants it to go.
But he said that years ago on camera that, you know, if I ran for president, I would run as a Republican because basically they believe whatever you tell them. He said that because he was originally a Democrat.
Yep, he said it. He did say
it. He said it. He told them what he would do, and he has done just that, and he still got voted in, you know, so, and we didn't vote him in, and we're not the ones pushing him.
Yeah, somebody paying, this is sponsored by somebody big. It's a Christian with a whole bunch of money that don't like what's going on. And, baby, they're paying somebody off in some high places to get, because you know that's what it's all about, the rich people pushing laws to them politicians for them to pass. Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
but okay, here's another one I just thought about, y'all. Here's another one. So we're going to go off the heartbeat bill. If there's a heartbeat, it's a life. We can't kill it, right?
Right.
Brain dead. People that are brain dead, their heart's still beating.
Yeah.
And you pull the plug on them.
Yep.
What help me understand that one, too. Because their heart is still beating,
girl.
But yet it's okay that because they're brain dead, so we're going to say they're legally dead, let's pull the plug.
But again, it goes back to, as stated before, you know, this is so messy because, again, it calls so many other things and loopholes and gray areas into question. Like, okay, well, you know, we don't believe that even if something is wrong with the baby, even if it's medically necessary, you know, we don't believe, because every state ain't putting that clause in there.
Right.
Some states are just saying, hey, if it's a heartbeat, deal with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so this is this is a problem, and people really need to be listening and paying attention and taking this real
Absolutely.
Seriously. Especially if you're a woman. And again, I have daughters, and I want my daughters to be able to make certain decisions for themselves. And again, this is just, Dr. Oz said it, it's messy, and it's just, I'm telling you, it's going to be a snowball effect, and we're going to have a big mess on our hands.
Absolutely.
A huge mess on our hands, more unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I'm not going to say I fear, but it is a thought. I posted the meme today that I saw that said when the punishment for abortion by rape is life in prison, because some states that is the penalty. You can get 99 years to life in prison.
Oh,
if
wow.
If the punishment is that, you might as well just make sure you kill the rapist.
Might as well.
Yeah, nobody ain't said nothing about that.
Right, it's a scary thought, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many women then would do that? I can probably tell you quite a few that'll snap and say, if I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life, I might as well take him out. He did this to me. I didn't consent to this. I didn't welcome this. And he gets to just get however 5-10 years, but I get life.
And again, there's no mention of the men in the situation who impregnate the women, and it's just a mutual
exactly.
decision.
Right.
You know, is he being held accountable as well?
That
part. These men that keep having babies, not taking care of them. Why we not talk about sterilizing them?
Thank you.
Never talk about that. And again, as stated, some of the same insurance companies that won't cover birth control, or they make it so expensive so you may as well not have insurance coverage, they will cover Viagra.
that's crazy to me. That is just, honestly, that's like the craziest thought to me. Like, and you know, and I know it's the truth, because when I thought about it, I've seen it. I've seen that. Like, oh yeah, they can get Viagra covered, but it's like, yeah, birth control, even with my insurance that I had before, when I was trying to do, I could not, my insurance didn't cover it. I had to pay for it out of pocket. And that's like, thinking about it, that's nuts. That is nuts. Mm-hmm. You can go to your doctor and tell them you have an erectile dysfunction, and some of them are not having that, but they just claim it, for the doctor to give you these pills, and it is what it is. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the facts of the matter is, and if we got to think all the way back to the beginning of the way this country was set up, this country was absolutely never set up for women. Women of that period. Again, we're not even talking color or anything. We're talking women as a whole. Because although it might be geared, going back to the earlier part of the conversation, it might be geared towards, you know, Caucasian women. But at the end of the day, we're all affected.
We're all affected
by this. And it's gonna impact us all in ways we might not even be able to see at this moment. And my thing is, I almost feel as though they're trying to put us in a place where it's like, you know, in other countries where women have no say of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just here for what you're here for. And that's it. And I fear that that's the way they're trying to take us, to get us, women as a whole, in that direction. You know, because how many times have you heard them talk about Michelle Obama? She talks too much. She does this. She does that. You've never heard them say that ever about a man. And then here's the part that I think really gets me, is the women that jump the bandwagon as though they're not going to be affected by it as well.
Exactly.
The law in Alabama, it took the woman to sign. Now, it was 10 or 12 men under it, but they gave it to her to sign. Come on, it was the straight up. You didn't see that? But at the end of the day, when it gets to where they want it, they don't care about her either.
Mm-mm.
You get the same treatment every other woman gets. We don't care about any of that.
And it was signed by a woman who was beyond childbearing years.
Come on.
Exactly.
So it doesn't affect her.
Right.
It doesn't affect her. It doesn't affect her because she ain't getting pregnant. So you don't, you know what I'm saying? That's the state of mind that she's in. You know what I'm saying? You know, so shit. You know, she, you know, she don't give a, she doesn't care. You know, so it's, y'all, this is a deep one. This is a deep one. I mean, we could unpack this. This is something that literally could be an ongoing discussion all day, every day. Because it's that deep, and there's so many at levels and so many avenues to be considered with this. And,
absolutely.
You know, I just, it's scary. It is.
It is.
So with that being said, with all this being said, who are we looking at? Who's, like, seriously running for the next presidency? Like, who are we looking at? Because we got to really pay attention to these people, you know, and what they
believe
and what they stand for, what their cause is. Because this is this turns the light on, like, for all those, like, I don't vote because they're going to put who they want to put in there anyway. Shout out to all y'all people, especially if you're a female. This should be your wake-up call.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's funny because my very first show that when I started the podcast was talking about that exact thing. We have to pay attention to who is going in these offices, who's being elected, who we are choosing. And even if you – and using the excuse, well, I really don't know, that's an excuse. The information is out there. Go find it. Mm-hmm. Go read it. Follow the news. Follow what's going on. Pay attention. Because at the end of the day, your lack of voting is what puts your daughter, puts yourself, your daughters, your granddaughters, your great-granddaughters, all in this foolishness. This is, like Sam said, she has daughters. Thank you, God, I don't have daughters. Because I honestly, like, I'm already afraid enough for my boys, my baby on one end. But for a girl now to know that this is the world that's coming for her to step into, what is it going to be like when she gets to that age? What? Only we can't even imagine what laws and things they'll have in place to where she probably can't even breathe without it being a problem. Like, those are stuff, like, you gotta, I mean, all of that, well, it don't matter, my boy, you know, they gonna put who they want. That's a way out from doing what you need to do. That's just a lazy man's excuse for saying, I really don't want to.
Right.
But you're not wanting to. Is causing a ripple effect all the way through the rest of your generations of your family. So think about that when you decide you don't want to do it or you don't feel like it or just because it never made a difference. How do you know if you've never done it? How would you know that? You know, so, I mean, that's a very good point. We got to pay attention to who we putting in these offices. Pay attention to what you're saying. Because, I mean, honest to God, if people really paid attention to half the stuff Trump said, he contradicted himself every time.
Every time. This is the same person who his ex-wife, Ivanka, with her fly self, her fly and very well-paid self, has spoken out and said how he has an affinity for Hitler and his Hitler speeches. She said he kept a book of Hitler speeches on the nightstand. He loved that control. He loved that, that corruption, that level of power. He loved that. Hitler, fucking Hitler, the president of the United States, kept a book of Hitler's speeches on the nightstand, meaning that was what he would read when he went to bed.
Right.
That's what he dwelled on and allowed to invent again. Yeah.
And these are people that you're taking, who's giving out national directives.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and my thing is that women can't even look at the president and see how he treat his wife. Like,
right,
that's a, you know,
she don't even like him
at all.
He trying to so hold funny. Her hand and she pulling away. that does not even look quite right. So pay attention to that. Come on,
that
woman looks miserable. Malaysia looks miserable. She looks miserable. That lady was just. That lady was in her own little world, being rich and just doing what rich non-black women do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
She didn't want this. He wanted this and did not care about how it would affect her. And she is miserable. And now she's been thrust into the public eye in a way that she wasn't previously on a whole nother level. Y'all made this woman, y'all forced this woman to take a job that she didn't want. She didn't even want to limit the thing. She didn't even want to live in the White House. So they was paying, they probably still are paying all these thousands of dollars for extra security for her to stay in New York because she didn't even want to live in the White House.
Mm.
You know, so it's just even, you know, man,
It's
this
crazy.
This has been a good topic, but it would take forever to try to unpack it. It's still unfolding. We still don't know what don't know about this.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just so it's a lot. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to speak on it publicly. I am.
Well, and I thank you for joining in with us tonight. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate your views. And it was good because coming from a healthcare professional, you get that other side of, you get that other side of what's going on that side of it and what you actually see. So, and I did want to say this, regardless to what anybody thinks, because I've heard quite a few people say, oh, well, no, black people get abortions more. Let me explain something to you why those numbers look like they look. Those numbers look that way because blacks only account for about 12 to 14% of the population. So if they do one or two abortions, that's going to look like a high number. But when you got, this race of people over here that is accounting for 55, 60% of the population, they do one or two, it doesn't look like nothing's happened. So please understand those numbers before we want to throw out that this is what's happening. That's not it.
But I think we need to stay focused. We, because we turn everything into race because that's a huge factor. But at the end of the day, as women, we need to be outraged.
Right.
Every woman needs to be outraged. Every woman needs to be outraged because, again, it's interesting to hear people say stuff, and it's just like, okay, so, you have all these views until it's your 14-year-old daughter that come home pregnant.
Right.
Right.
Especially if you're white and your little 14-year-old daughter come home pregnant from a black boy.
Especially when you're Christian.
Hello? So, again, I'm going to say, again, y'all know I work in the field, and like I said, the last time I was in the clinic years ago, the lobby was full of white girls in a predominantly black area because there's a hospital, and this particular clinic is sitting behind a major hospital. And it was full of white girls, and one of the white girls was 15, and her mama was, she was white, and her mama was smoking a cigarette outside, mad as hell, and she was coming to handle that, honey.
Damn.
Her mama was out there smoking that cigarette, mad as hell. You feel
mama
me?
Mama says you're not about to ruin your future. No, ma'am.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And so, again, so there it is, so. Again, this has been a wonderful subject, and we need to revisit it. It needs to be revisited because, we're still unpacking this. This is still unfolding.
Right. So, and I think as more developments come out about it, I think we will revisit this again if you ladies are willing to come back again. Because I think,
I'm willing.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to definitely been following it, but I'm going to, of course, continue to follow. And as more information, I hit y'all up. Hey, ladies, here we got some more developments. Let's talk. Because
you have a penchant for engaging topics. Keep up the good work, cousin. You have a penchant. You throw stuff out there, you get everybody in a tizzy. You have a penchant. For engaging topics, and you like to make yourself official. You like to do workshops, and you want to do. We're going to be on Blog Talk Radio tonight, y'all. We're doing a forum. You make your drama real official. She's a low key Wendy Williams, y'all. She's just, she just don't throw as much shade.
I'll take it.
She's a very low key Wendy Williams.
I'm not even going to try to throw shade. These are topics that we don't no shade needs to be thrown. We need to be talking, man, because a lot of stuff is happening the way a lot is happening. And we're having these conversations maybe just, at work or at home, but we're not having these conversations where anybody else can hear them and getting them to possibly just to think. If nothing else, just start thinking. Pay attention to what's actually going on and stop taking what they're saying. It's in your face. Pay attention. So, but with that being said, ladies, I appreciate y'all. Mish, appreciate you so much, love. I didn't get your homegirl name. I'm sorry, but thank you for your input. Trees.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your input. Sam, as always, love you so much. Thank you, cuz, for coming in. And
I love you.
So y'all didn't know, that's my cousin. And y'all, that y'all check her out with her Smell Like a Lady. Let me go on and give her the shout out. Smell Like a Lady.
Thank
We're going to have to talk about that so some of y'all ladies can go get it. Now, that might be a little shade right there. That might be Wendy Williams' shade there.
No. Just tell them just to find my social media and just go to Smell Like a Lady, just like it sounds on Instagram, and they can check it out there, or they can hashtag it on Facebook. There you go.
It's all natural products.
Most people feel comfortable.
Right. All natural
products.
It's
a feminine hygiene wash line. It's all natural feminine wash line.
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful stuff. So check it out. But until next time, y'all, pay attention, open your eyes, open your mind. Don't be so closed-minded and speak your piece. Don't keep your mouth closed when there's something that you feel needs to be said. Speak your piece about it, because that's the only way we can actually come together and try to maybe figure out something that'll work for us. Till next time, I'll holler at y'all later. Love y'all. Mean it. Y'all take it. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, ladies. And thank you, everybody.
Riveting. Love.
Forgiveness.
Shy.
Dawn.
Fly.
Fly.